by your little bare feet. Let it out, tell me right now, everything I need in them white cotton sheets. Dirty dance me slow in the summertime heat. Feel my belt turn loose from these old blue jeans. We both know that we lost it somehow. Let's get it found, strip it down, down, down. Strip it down.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel still waiting for the return of all the hostages, but Hamas says right now there are no more remains to turn over. It is clear from a chilling video that at least some inside Hamas are carrying out retribution. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
With Hamas back on the streets of Gaza, video appears to show the militants carrying out a public execution, raising concern about whether the terror group will be willing to disarm.
U.S. officials say Hamas has not violated the peace deal. President Trump is now considering military strikes on Venezuela to go after drug cartels. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Trump now acknowledging he's authorized covert CIA action in the country, escalating a campaign against Venezuela's authoritarian leader, Nicolas Maduro.
The media is standing firm against new Pentagon rules requiring reporters clear their stories with Secretary Hegseth. Reporters turned in access badges and exited the Pentagon yesterday. This is ABC News. Russia has been battering Ukraine's energy facilities with hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles a day before Ukraine's President Zelensky heads to Washington to ask President Trump for long-range missiles. It took human ingenuity to rescue a frightened feline from a pipe on Long Island. Here's audio from animal rescuers using a remote-controlled car, hoping to nudge the kitten from that pipe between storm drains.
Here she comes. The kitten's not scared of the car.
No.
All right, now it's moving.
Yeah, the toy car caper worked like a charm.
Good grip. I got it.
They love to run back.
All right. Hello, kitty. We got you.
The cat is fine. The car is not. It got waterlogged. The Strong Island Animal Rescue League plans to buy a better one and work smarter, not harder. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The City of Park Falls would like you to know that Howard Disposal will be placing tags on garbage/recycling containers when there is an issue. Issues can include where the container is placed, if it is overfull, or if it contains materials that are not acceptable. If you receive a tag, residents will need to contact Howard Disposal with the number provided to resolve the issue and to assure that the service will resume. For information on what materials are appropriate for recycling, you can go to cityofparkfalls.com. We spoke with Fifield Lions President Gary Griesel about the upcoming Fifield Fall Craft and Bake Fair.
Our last event coming up here is the Fifield Fall Festival of Crafts and Bake Fair. It's coming up on October 18th. It's going to be at the Fifield Fire Hall, and this is an annual event. We do this jointly with the Fifield Congregational Church and the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters. The day is filled with great things. They have all kinds of crafters and stuff. It's a great time to start your Christmas shopping. There's some unique things there. We have a soup and sandwich lunch put on by the Fifield Lions, and I can tell you, the soups are delicious. And then we're doing our fall events raffle drawing that day at going to do it right around 4:30. And I got to thank Carl from CNR Power Sports for donating the first prize. It's a 99 ZR Articat snowmobile is the first prize. Tickets are $10 or 3 for $20, and they're at many of the local businesses in Fifield, and then even some around Park Falls. And then you can also, if you do need tickets and you can't find them in an establishment, if they call me at 715-661-2990.
As a reminder, that event is taking place Saturday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Fifield Fire Station. Eight candidates want to challenge incumbent 6th Congressional District Representative Glenn Grothman. Lisa Hale looks at one.
The Democratic primary for the 6th Congressional District in Wisconsin is over 10 months away. However, there are already 9 declared candidates. One of those candidates is Aaron Wojciechowski of Oshkosh, and he's no stranger to the political process. Wojciechowski, 28, is often referred to as Wojo. He made his first political run at the age of 19, serving on the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors, then on the Oshkosh Common Council. He said he wasn't going to run for office again, but caught the inspiration to do so during a No Kings rally earlier this year.
But in that moment, I thought, you know, if not me, then who? And if not now, when?
Wojciechowski says his major platform issue is affordability.
Everywhere you go, who you talk to, regardless of their politics, it's, you know, my rent has gotten higher, my electricity's gotten higher, groceries are still going up, gas is going up. Life is becoming too unaffordable for anyone in low-income middle class to afford.
A former teacher in the Oshkosh Area School District and current Assistant Director of Student Activities at Lawrence University, Wojciechowski says he will stand out from the 6 other Democratic candidates in the primary.
One of the things I've always led with is empathy, and I think we need more of that, less of this divisiveness, less of this name-calling and just, you know, fiery rhetoric that is leading to violence. We need someone who can kind of simmer people down, bring people together, and have these meaningful conversations.
The 7 Democrats running for the 6th Congressional District will face off in a Democratic primary on August 11th. On the Republican side, incumbent Glenn Grothman faces a challenge from Jonathan Peets. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panaqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panaqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panaqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at monaquacars.com.
Farmers for free trade. It's not only a phrase, it's a movement. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. And yesterday, the Farmers for Free Trade RV rolled through Wisconsin. What were they looking for? What do they hope to accomplish? That's next.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world. To integrate a global ag and energy supply chain. To advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world. To build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Brian Keel is the executive director of Farmers for Free Trade. They brought their RV to Westby, Wisconsin yesterday to find out what farmers had to say about free trade. He said that's really what this is all about.
Farmers for Free Trade got started in 2017, and it was a lot of the ag associations that came together to form Farmers for Free Trade. So the corn growers, milk producers, the pork producers, all decided what was needed was really a voice out in the heartland, right? That there's a lot of lobbyists in D.C. We didn't need more lobbyists. What we needed was an effort to really engage farmers and engage people on the ground talking about trade. Because trade is so important for U.S. agriculture. You know, 20% of our farm revenue comes from exports. So if we're not talking about trade, we're not talking about a really important part of farming.
Brian Keel, executive director of the Farmers for Free Trade in Westby, Wisconsin, yesterday. The Farmers for Free Trade mission started in Nebraska and will physically end in Washington, D.C., where they'll present farmer stories from across the heartland about how trade has impacted their farming operation.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And the application period is now open for the 2026 Wisconsin Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Awards. This prestigious award's presented to those families that have kept their farm in the family for 100 or 150 years. To qualified families are required to provide proof of continuous family ownership of the property in the state of Wisconsin for either the last 100 or 150 years. Want to see details? We'll get them up at MidwestFarmReport.com. There's your food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but, you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against the number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with showers becoming likely later in the afternoon. Highs right around 60. Showers and a few thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, an isolated shower possible. Otherwise breezy with highs right around 70. Right now, it's 45.
98 Q Country.
Woman is a mystery. A man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow.
Earn a
Their variety.
I love the variety of music.
Real country variety.
98Q Country.
I don't know who broke up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, down, down. Happen to me. She about to happen to me. She'll probably be the one that got away. But right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking. Oh, and I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs.
Said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. And she said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. Played, we held each other close, and we danced. And from that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about, and then one evening. She stopped by after work. I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, this is the last thing I expected. And then she took me by the hand and said, I'll only marry you. And we danced
floor. The chair's up and the lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other close, and we danced. Yeah, we danced.
Goes Brad Paisley, 98Q Country. 27 minutes after 6 o'clock, and I hope you are well on this Thursday morning. We are, temperature-wise, not too bad out there this morning. I have no idea what the actual temperature is, but I gauge it by that first step out the door and that first breath in, and you're like, oh, it's not too bad. We can do this. 47, I think that's a good temp. It's a good overall temp to start the day. And we'll get up to only about 54 now, they're telling us, for today. With, let's see, we're going to get some rain with this. Maybe an on-and-off rain shower this afternoon. Possibility of that. So it could make it interesting for the Merrillwood Cross Country meet behind the Shawamigan High School, which is today. So we'll see, again, some on-and-off rain showers this afternoon, maybe lingering into tonight. And we'll warm it up rather quickly, 54 today, and then 71, they're telling us, tomorrow. 65 on Saturday. And next week, we'll kind of be on a typical fall-like roller coaster. Temperatures in the 50s, upper 50s for a couple days. And then probably by the end of the week next week, we will not see those high temps get above 50, probably in that 45, 48 range. So a nice start to the day, but not going to warm up much. 47. Is our temp. We have Brewer baseball today. That is a 5:08 pregame. 5:08 first pitch, rather. 4:30 pregame today. And we're going to have coverage. We're going to be out there. Myself and Greg Gunderson will be out at the Shawamigan Cross Country Meet, checking in a couple of times here on 98Q before the Brewer game, and a couple of times over on 103.1, our sister station, Trail Mix. So we're going to bring you some of the sounds and stuff of not just a cross-country meets, but these are, this features some of the top runners in the state in our division, in Prentice and Phillips, and some of the teams that are coming up from Marathon, Stratford, Edgar, all that stuff. It's going to be pretty cool out there. There's going to be a lot of runners, and we'll have it for you. Bring you the sounds of the Merrillwood cross-country meet this afternoon. Our first check-in will be probably in that 3:30, 3:45 range, right in there. Let's get the morning moving here with an update on what's going on. Get you in the know. Twice an hour news and sports at 6:30. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel still waiting for the return of all the hostages, but Hamas says right now there are no more remains to turn over. It is clear from a chilling video that at least some inside Hamas are carrying out retribution. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
With Hamas back on the streets of Gaza, video appears to show the militants carrying out a public execution, raising concern about whether the terror group will be willing to disarm.
U.S. officials say Hamas has not violated the peace deal. President Trump is now considering military strikes on Venezuela to go after drug cartels. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Trump now acknowledging he's authorized covert CIA action in the country, escalating a campaign against Venezuela's authoritarian leader, Nicolas Maduro.
The media is standing firm against new Pentagon rules requiring reporters clear their stories with Secretary Hegseth. Reporters turned in access badges and exited the Pentagon yesterday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Price County Highway Department would like you to remember that state law requires drivers to create a safety zone for stop law enforcement, emergency, and maintenance vehicles. To help safeguard law enforcement officers, emergency responders, road maintenance workers, and others who work on the side of highways, Wisconsin has a move-over law. This law requires drivers to shift lanes or slow down in order to provide a safety zone for a squad car, ambulance, fire truck, tow truck, utility vehicle, or highway maintenance vehicle that is stopped on the side of a road with its warning lights flashing. Drivers have two options for creating this safety zone. If the road has more than one directional lane like the interstate and you can switch lanes safely, you must move over to vacate the lane closest to the law enforcement or other vehicle with its lights flashing. If the road has a single directional lane or you can't safely move over, you must reduce your speed. You can find a short PSA on the Price County Highway Department's Facebook page. Sunday, October 19th from 8 to noon at Goble South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, there's a Phillips Girls Basketball Breakfast Fundraiser. It's $12 a plate with 5 and under eating free, featuring from scratch pancakes, French toast, sausage, hash browns, scrambled eggs, and homemade cinnamon rolls. There's also going to be raffle baskets, so don't miss this chance to support the team. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, October 19th from 8 to noon at Goble South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville on County Road F. A bill aimed at strengthening penalties against perpetrators of sextortion is heading to the governor's desk. Isabella Nieto has more.
Braden's law stems from the death of a D.C. Everest High School student, Braden Bone, who took his life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. The legislation establishes sexual extortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties, including up to a 60-year sentence if the extortion results in the death of the victim. The bill passage comes less than 6 months after it was introduced to the legislature by a handful of legislators in April, including area reps Pat Snyder, Brent Jacobson, and John Spiros, joined by state senators Jesse James and Corey Tomchek in the effort. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers told WBAY in Green Bay that the governor intends to sign the legislation. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panaqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panaqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panaqua Aqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelich hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Tomorrow, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions, not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with showers becoming likely later in the afternoon. Highs right around 60. Showers and a few thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. On Thursday, an isolated shower possible. Otherwise breezy with highs right around 70. Right now, it's 45.
98Q Country.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning my candle at both ends. About the only way to keep the fire going is to outrun the wind. Come Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. Working man.
And women too.
Where legends live.
Hey, this is Leanne Womack.
And new stars shine.
Hey, it's Shaboozy.
It is the best ever.
98Q Country.
Say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear you, girl, I feel you, girl, but not so fast. Will you make your mind up? I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? Is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? What if I just pull you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our last first kiss? What if one of these days, baby, I go and change your name? What if I loved all these what ifs away? The sky falls or the sun stops burning. We could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning. Or I could kiss you. What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? Damn. What if I was made for you?
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear out on 49. Man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man, just like a long lost friend. You ain't seen in a while, you can't help but smile. And it's two bare feet on the dashboard. A sip of wine, it's summertime, sweet summertime. Temperature says 93 down at the deposit and guaranteed, but that swimming hole, it's nice and cold. Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip a beat when them girls shimmy off them old cutoffs. And it's two bare feet on the dashboard, young love and an old Ford, cheap shades and a tattoo and a U-hoo bottle on the floorboard, perfect song on the radio, sing along cause it's one we know, it's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine. Summertime, sweet summertime. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Don't matter how old you are, man, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby, when you got two bare feet on the dashboard.
Kenny Chesney, 98Q. Morning show comes to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. It's a great morning. Thursdays, I love Thursdays now. Thursdays are the best day of the week for the 98Q morning show because Thursday, you know what that means? That's right. It's the first round of some golf tournament going on somewhere in the world, and I'm assuming this will continue. This will continue right through December. There's always a 72-hole tournament somewhere that the Golf Channel is covering. And today, today we are we're at the beginning of the BMW Ladies Championship going on in, let me get the name correct here. I'll say it wrong probably, going on in South Korea is where it's happening. I don't, the name of the city is something that's got a dash in it, and it looks like there's too many vowels. So it is the BMW Ladies Championship. The winner gets $345,000, and it's hot there. They're fanning themselves. It's a beautiful course, obviously, but there's certain joy. If you are a lover of golf, Thursday mornings, the Golf Channel, find joy, little cup of coffee. Wonderful. It's wonderful. So we'll enjoy that here in the studio. You do what you got to do. We texted the winner of the $25 Lena's certificate from yesterday that we gave away. So if you received that text, congratulations. If you didn't, try again, young soldier. Try again. We'll have more text to wins, of course. We get all kinds of stuff with that. So $25 to Lena's winner has been notified. Busy day today. Brewer baseball 5:08. Down 2-0 in that best of 7, 4:30 the pregame. And we'll have some coverage of the Merriwood Cross Country Meet right here, starting a little bit after 3:30 and then continuing over on Trail Mix once the Brewer game gets going. So a lot going on. You do what you got to do. We'll be here. We'll be here when you're traveling and whatever at work. And by the way, if you're going out to that base, to the cross country thing, and maybe you have something going on, a little radio would be handy. Yeah, a little earplug there for that Brewer game. We'll have it for you right here. Now, you can't listen on the Civic Media app. Major League Baseball, they got their hand in that cash register. They won't let us do that. And we can't stream it on the computer. We got it right here, 98.3 Brewer Baseball on the radio, 4:30 today. Words of wisdom to get this Thursday moving.
In the battle over the culture, language is equivalent to the front lines. Whoever controls the language controls the culture. Consider this. AI is being used to construct language models that examine how words and ideas fit together. The words we use and the way we use them are instructive. They offer a glimpse into our perceptions of the world. If we say the word witch, for example, we also think of associated words like broom, black robe, or Halloween. But we don't think of words like picnic, sunshine, or spring. Here's another example. The word father usually connects us to ideas like role model, protector, legacy, and wisdom. Likewise, the word mother connects us to ideas like love, family, caring, and nurturing, which is exactly why culture warriors have attempted to hijack the English language by replacing the words mother and father with generic, ultimately meaningless terms like birthing person and non-birthing person. If they succeed, the idea of family as we know it will disappear, replaced by something equally generic and meaningless. I'll close with this. Language models also connect the words mother and father with the word magic. No one is sure why, but after decades of working with families, I can tell you this. When a mother and father love their children, the result is a home and a culture that truly is magic. For more to help you thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Q Country.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. There's cold margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salt evening air on some beach somewhere. On some beach somewhere.
AQ Country.
In your darkest style.
Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I've been doing better. I hardly ever think of you lately. It ain't all sunshine when you cross my mind. I start missing you like crazy. I try to numb the pain
but there ain't no damn way I end up in that place, and I'm just one whiskey away. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve to show up at your house. If you want to know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. I almost quit drinking, for a while I quit thinking about you. I got a little sleep, but some nights I can't control it. Sometimes I give in because not having you is hard on me. But when I give in to that vice and pour another over ice, well, girl, I know that's when start missing you again. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve and show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling off. I might still love you. I hope you don't mind if I do. Need you to pick me up when I'm covered in that goodbye dust. You're the only thing to get me through.
Well, I don't mind if you do. Drank a little too much to show up at my. Is it killing you not holding me right now? If falling into me is the only thing you think is gonna get you through, then I don't mind if you do.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump says it's about taking out drug runners. Venezuela's leaders say it's about taking out them. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says the president has okayed CIA operations in Venezuela and may carry out strikes.
Venezuela's foreign ministry saying this type of maneuver aims to legitimize a regime change operation as its ultimate goal of having access to Venezuelan oil resources. It comes after the U.S. carried out its fifth deadly strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat off Venezuela.
The sheriff in Humphreys County, Tennessee, says his best friend was one of the victims of last week's explosion that leveled a munitions factory. Today, all 16 victims have been identified, and they're still looking for the cause. Diane Keaton's death last weekend was first reported by People magazine, which today quotes the actress's family as saying the cause of death was pneumonia. The Oscar winner was 79. This is ABC News. DNA has linked a murder from way back in 1984 to a suspect today. Investigators in New York's Nassau County have made an arrest in the sexual assault and murder of 16-year-old Teresa Fusco on her way home from a roller rink.
Three men were arrested for her death, but they'd always insisted they were innocent. And in 2003, DNA technology exonerated them. Investigators say they never gave up looking for the real killer. And in 2023, a DNA sample from Teresa's body was